Well, howdy, 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 sports fans. It's time for Lucky's Losers. Lucky always picks the losers of college football. Lucky has that smart pill machine ready to go. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Lucky picked 28 losers out of 39 dances correctly for week 9. Now, Lucky is picking the losers correctly 79% of the time. Lucky picked Ole Miss to lose to Auburn, and they did. But fought old Michigan State losing to Michigan and khaki boy Jimmy Harbaugh. The first college playoff rankings has been released, and with 4 weeks left before the playoffs, Lucky will only feature teams with a realistic chance of grabbing the top 4 spots. Now, based on the scheduling, that means only the top 12 teams will be featured. Now, Rivalry Week is set for Week 13, so Lucky will also feature some dances involving the best rivals in college football. The top 12 teams in the college football playoff race for this week are number 1, Georgia, undefeated. Number 2, Alabama Crimson Tides. They have one loss. Number 3, Michigan State. They are undefeated. Number 4, Oregon, has one loss. Number 5, Ohio State Buckaroonies, with one loss. Number 6, poor old Cincinnati Bearkitties. They undefeated and getting no love from anyone. Stuck at number 6. Number 7, Michigan, the Wolverines, with one loss. 8, and getting no love either, Oklahoma Sooners. They're undefeated and fell to number 8, why don't you? Number 9, Wake Forest. They are also undefeated. Number 10, Notre Dame Fighting Catholics, one loss. Number 11, Oklahoma State Cowgirls with one loss. And rounding out the top 12, Baylor Bears. They have one loss. Now, UTSA, now that's University of Texas at San Antone for you losers in Kentucky. Houston, Louisiana, Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, all shut out of the top 25 in the college playoff rankings. So without further ado, let's get started with this week's top 12 college football playoff teams in week 10.
Love, exciting and new.
Smiles, everyone, smile.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel.
Now a trio with a really, really big future. The girls with the new sound, and here they are, the Honeybees.
Like a prisoner needs a cell, like a ding-dong needs a bell. You need us.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Don't pull the rope!
Yosemite Sam!
Yosemite Sam!
Yosemite
Sam!
Yeah,
Yosemite Sam! The roughest, toughest,
hombre
has ever crossed the Rio Grande.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hervé Villachez.
As I approach the prime of my life, I find I have the time of my life. Learning to enjoy at my leisure all the simple pleasures, and so I happily consume. This is all I ask, this is all I need. Beautiful girls, walk a little slower when you walk by me.
Number 12, Baylor at TCU.
The Baylor Bears are in the position of being a sniper, waiting for someone to fall out of the top 10. But stuck at number 12, there's little room for error. Only giving TCU without a head coach who was canned last week a TD head start on the road. This could be a redemption dance for Gary Patterson as he attended Monday's practice with win one for the Gipper speech, all while packing up his office. Will it help? No. Lucky's loser, TCU. Shoo. Number 11, Oklahoma State at West Virginia. Another upset alert in good old loser West Virginia land. Hold on to your cowgirl hats as Oklahoma State Cowgirls, riding high at 7-1, looking to avoid the so-called upset bug at the hands of the Mountaineers, giving West Virginia a field goal, with the computer experts saying West Virginia will lose 55% of the time. The so-called talking heads agree with the computer on this dance. Now, Lucky always picks against State and is tired of getting disappointed at the hands of the Cowgirls. Oh, shucks, let's do it again, right, Lucky? Wrong. Lucky's loser, West Virginia. Shoo. Navy at number 10, Notre Dame. Navy has lost 6 times this year, but they upset Tulsa last week late in that dance, 20-17. Still getting no love, riding this win streak of 1 going into Notre Dame. The Dames have UVA, Georgia Tech, and Stanford left on the dance card. So this one against the Boats will not help, as that 21-point head start to Navy will only look like a blip on the map. Lucky's loser, in a big way, Navy. Shoo. Number 9, Wake Forest at UNC. What in the hell are the naysayers in Las Vegas doing with the spread in this dance? Wakey, wakey, Wake Forest Demon Deacons are ranked and in a good spot to move up later in the college football playoff. But getting Zippo love on Tobacco Road in Chapel Hill, facing the North Kakalaki Tahoes, who are even Steven, 4-4, giving up a field goal to the Deeks? Should the Tahoes be the underdoggy in this important ACC affair? We don't know, says Lucky. Wake can put up large numbers, in fact, a TD more than UNC, and give up a TD less than Mackey Brown's awful defense. The computer experts love for UNC to pull off an upset 58% of the time, right? No way, says Lucky. Lucky's loser in a blowout. UNC. Shoo. Indiana at number 7, Michigan. After losing to Sparty on the road last week, the College Football Playoff Committee felt sorry for old khaki boy Jimmy Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines, only dropping them to 7th, giving them at least one more chance before the bigger dance with Ohio State in Week 13, giving up a 3-TD head start to the god-awful 2-6 Indiana Hoosiers, who will only spur the conversation until Week 13, as the Hoosiers are playing for basketball season. Shoo. Tulsa at number 6, Cincinnati. Never mess with an angry Bearcat when they are backed into a corner, and the Cincinnati Bearkitties are pissed off and backed into a corner at home and dancing with hapless Tulsa Hurricanes at 3-5, a 21-point underdoggy. Might as well be a field goal, because Tulsa is big time in trouble on the road. Shoo. Number 5, Ohio State at Nebraska. The Ohio State Buckaroonies have life in college playoff scenario on the road in giving up 2 TDs to the Nebraska Cornholes in Scott Frost last year in Lincoln. Que sera, sera, and a river dirty, says Lucky.
That means Nebraska will lose to you losers in West Virginia.
Shoo. Number 4, Oregon at Washington. The soiree between number 4 Oregon Ducks and Washington is equally as entertaining as the Huskies getting a TD head start. Washington is 4-4 and looking to ruin Oregon's playoff hopes. Since 2007, these two upstarters have played 7 times at Husky Stadium, with Washington losing 6 of them.
Make it 7.
Shoo. Number 3, Michigan State at Purdue. Looking for another upset, the Purdue Chickens hosting Michigan State Sparty, riding high off the dance with Michigan Wolverines, trying to avoid the pitfall of Ross Aid Stadium in West Lafayette. Vegas does not like this dance at all, giving the Boilers a measly old field goal head start with the computer experts disagreeing, giving Pardew a 60% chance of losing. Lucky agrees. LSU at number 2, Alabama. Even Steven LSU, soon to be without a leader, as Coach O has been canned. On the road to newly minted number 2 Coachy Nicky Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tides. The Elephants are giving a 4 TD head start to the LSU Tigers. That's 28 points for you losers in Kentucky. And LSU. Missouri at number 1 Georgia. Our last dance for week 10 in the college football playoff race. The Missouri Tigers are on the road and getting a whopping 38-point head start at the hands of the Georgie, don't call me Pennywise, Bulldogettes, in between the hedges. And what an ass-whooping this will be. Lucky's loser, in a big way, Missouri.
That will do it for Lucky's Losers for this week. Join Lucky here every week as he picks the losers of college football. Check his page out at luckyslosers.com along with his Twitter page, Lucky's Losers. He always picks the losers.